traditionally, everybody around the campfire tonight would shout "Hello, Internet" very loudly. But it is quite late. It is the night before Eurovision. It is a night of stories. It is a night of darkness and light and emotion and people. This is why we're at Eurovision. So let's just settle in. Because it's going to get a bit manic, let's be honest. Hearts are going to be a racing. Valium is going to be a dispensed. Gin is going to run out. John Jacob, incredibly confident gin will not run out. John Jacob, who has not yet been to the Euro Club. I'm Ewan Spence. This is ESC Insights podcast before the night of the grand final. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. I'm Ewan Spence. Welcome to that podcast before the grand final, our big group get-together. So we shall start off with many things. And the first one is, I just really want the contest to go smoothly and I don't want them to screw up the voting at the end of the show like they did at Junior Eurovision.
They seem to have been practicing for a lot of issues and problems during the voting sections. The main thing I'm worried about, rather than any kind of technological thing, is that our hosts can't fill.
Yes, that is quite a challenge, isn't it? Although they seemed a little bit better tonight when they couldn't make connection with the spokespeople than they were the other day when it all went wrong and they stared like, yeah.
I still find it slightly humbling that the hosts, as lovely as they are and wonderful gentlemen, I'm sure, were kind of outclassed in their English ability by young Maria I can't even pronounce her last. Mavadashvili. Thank you so much. There's been some nice, lovely local Chardonnay sitting at the table with me tonight. Her English just absolutely outclassed that of our grown-up hosts. So, Junior Eurovision, hurrah!
I don't really mind if they can't fill, because I just think that Vulva looks really good on television, really. I don't really care about the other two. But is his name Vulva? I'm sure he's called Vulva. Oh, Vulva. Is it Vulva? I'm terribly sorry. Okay, yeah. Have I made a mistake?
John, how many times do you expect to see Vulva on the screen at the Eurovision Song Contest?
It would be fair to say
let's be fair, once.
Which is why I found it very difficult.
Albania gave it a good shot. Switzerland nearly managed it there as well.
Back to my original point.
Back to your point, yes, John.
Out of the three of them, I think that he is probably far more easier to deal with. No, I'm not saying that at all. Okay. Does anybody else on the microphone? I think it's probably time. Somebody needs to take this away from me.
No. It's doing quite well just now. Richard, hope it's for tomorrow.
Or tonight, as it were.
Yeah, hopes for tonight. A real close running in the voting.
No, seriously.
No, I want an obvious jury winner and I want a very obvious televote winner from a betting perspective. None of this close nonsense. Nice and easy.
Especially if they're both Bulgaria.
I just want victory for Croatia.
Get out, man, get out. Derek.
Then you are dead to me,
I'm
JP.
Carlos Danger tonight. For reasons of security.
He's not going to say anything.
And it don't come easy and it don't come cheap for Australia to get out of its bottom five.
Ah, yes.
I am the worst pundit ever. I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow and I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm going to love it right up until the point where I'm sort of rocking on the floor as the last few televotes come out. I want you all to remind me that that's what I love.
I'm the one here with a delegation badge. What do you think I'm going to be feeling like?
Drunk, I would hope, by that stage.
I love the fact that there is a lovely local beer available in our press center this year for about 30 hryvnia. So what is that, about a dollar?
About 30 beans.
Yeah, 30 beans, so it's about a dollar 10.
The traditional British name for this is pound a pint.
Yes.
Once again, more proof that I'm living in the wrong country.
Yeah, when are you going to move, Sam? Come and join us.
Yeah. It's very still. So let's have a look down the running order. Anybody comments can let us know. Obviously, as you heard, we've got the whole team here. We've got Richard also over from Eurovision Ireland. We've got Gavin over from ESC Tips. We've got Sam, who's desperately trying not to say anything negative about Bulgaria or anything that could get her into trouble.
It's a glorious nation. Glorious, glorious nation. And I still dream of the 7-euro pork chop that I ate when I was in Sofia last.
I mean, it's going to be like 9 years old now.
A little bit. I mean, you know, the age. You know, I don't even know where I'm going with this, but I just would love to go back to Sofia under this under these circumstances.
It is strange. We're all kind of waiting around, going, "Where are we going to go next year?" So let's have a look. Israel. Who thinks we're going to Israel next year?
We're really, really not going to Israel. It's quite dull. Don't sneer or scream. Yes, I can, and I have. It's quite dull. It's all, you know, it's all tits and teeth. But yes, that's what. No, I wasn't saying that. So, did we need? No, I wasn't saying that the country was dull. I was saying that the song was dull.
Can I just explain that for purposes of people who are going to be linguistically pedantic?
Hey, wow. Dig yourself a big hole.
Yeah, people who are going to be linguistic pedants. We are using the country name as a metonym for the artist and the song presentation.
I love you. I love you. I love you for saying that.
There is nothing dull about that man's arms. That's all I'm going to say on the message.
No, I didn't have a chance to finish my point. He's very easy on the eye. He's got some great boots and some great trousers. But musically, it's a bit.
I would like to admit that I have photos of Imrie in his army uniform.
And that's great.
That's a great thing. I would like to see those pictures. Anyway.
I will say, though, I do consider it to be a really fun show opener. It's non-threatening. It's easy to get into. It's just getting people's heart racing for one reason or another. And it's a nice way to start the show, so I got nothing against it. And frankly, there are direct flights from New York to Tel Aviv. So if that's what needs to happen, it's what needs to happen.
We're not going to Tel Aviv.
I was just talking about vacation.
All right, fine. Okay. Yeah.
Poland. Who would like to say something interesting and exciting about Poland?
Presumably positive.
This is a song about animal rights. Apparently, has anybody found a lyrical reading of this? That
Okay.
She grunts a lot.
I see.
Where did you hear that from?
Cassie Moss's own mouth.
Really?
She says she's... It's
the grunting of the animal thing.
Bit of both. Bit of both.
After Portugal put their own...
After Portugal put their own sort of spin on political issues, obviously, then she had to have her own one, which cheapened it.
The animals looked from pig to Poland, from Poland to pig, and they could not tell the difference.
Okay, hold on. John, you are not one to talk about animals in sanctuary.
True.
You abandoned that poor pigeon.
I consider myself an expert around the table in animal rights at this point, so, and I see nothing in Poland that...
Yeah, but, you know, feathers.
Yes, yeah, so just, in loving memory of Feather.
She's a bit of a belter. She is a bit of a belter, and that's great. But musically, also, it's just a bit boring, really.
Yes, but people seem to forget that that's what people were saying about Poland last year, and we saw how well they did in the televote, so anything can happen when it comes to the polls.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't saying that last year.
No, but you've always...
But I'm not anybody.
You've always had a fondness for that level of 80s-level hair. I think there's an appreciation that you can't deny.
It's wish fulfillment. right then, Poland was there. Belarus was next. How can we do this without having something confident from Ellie?
Lisa and Ellie need to take the...
We've been on Belarusian TV a lot.
We're practically Belarusian by now, aren't we?
I think so. I think.
Are they in the EU? Can I get a passport?
No.
No, they're not, are they?
No.
Shame. Actually, they've got more chances of getting into the EU than UK ever staying in the EU. Sorry.
There we go. That's it. Derail.
Sorry.
Move on.
Again. No,
Austria. No, we're no starting
again. I want to say something good about Belarus.
Okay.
It's fabulous. I love it.
She doesn't go, hold on to me, Jack. I'll never let you go. And then let go.
I want to take them home with me. They're pure joy, and I adore them.
And if they do happen to take the win tomorrow night, Lisa's mother was kind enough to gift me an incredibly lovely necklace in the Bulgarian flag colors of white, green, and red, which just happened to match up with the flags of Italy, of Portugal to some extent, and of Belarus, and of Hungary, by that matter. So I'm covered either way.
Hang on. You should also know that Zinnia wore to the press conference a pair of earrings that my mum made for her in the Belarusian flag.
She bought that necklace at the airport, just so you know.
I know. I mean, we've missed
things.
This from you, John. None of this, I'm going to mope around. He's no, really I'm just going to get the claws out. Austria, anybody, Bueller, John, don't want a surprise.
Oh, okay, me and then... I really, really dislike Austria. I really do.
You're in my club.
It is nauseating sentiment.
Oh, same, yeah. Saccharin.
Yeah.
Overdose.
Apparently, Nathan Trent has got life all sorted out. Newsflash, life is a struggle and then you die. I don't know whether they're laughing at me or with me.
Well, I think from a betting perspective, he will literally die. I think there's actually a very good angle to take on that, in that he's Ladbrokes are offering an each way market for last place, and actually I think Austria are in the mix for the last place, and you can get very good odds for that.
Fun fact: "Life is a struggle, then you die" is the translation of the Belarusian song title this year.
Right, okay, how are we doing, everybody? It's almost like we're on a bus here. Armenia, Richard, open goal.
Well, sitting there watching rehearsals running through, I thought it sort of got a bit lost between, obviously, the Netherlands coming up next and Belarus beforehand.
I stand by the thing I've been saying all week, though, that Armenia have got a win in them in the next 5 years.
Agreed. Absolutely, absolutely. And this one, Armenia is unfortunate where it is placed. If Armenia had drawn second half, we would be speaking differently about it.
Yeah, but they haven't got the win this year.
No, not this year, I agree.
Chances are, though, that they probably came second in the semi-final, so being fifth in the main final running order probably doesn't actually minimise their diaspora vote, so they could actually be top 10 already.
Good, I would like that to happen.
Netherlands, Eugene, 11th in their junior Eurovision result. Are we expecting them to go any higher?
I'm surprised how much I'm really liking this one now. I thought the staging was quite dull when I first saw it, but it's kind of warming on me. I still think they should do a bit more, but it's working.
I don't disagree with you, but their harmonies every single time have been absolutely flawless, and they are the honorary winner of this year's Sam's Mum's Choice Award, so I think that needs to be said.
I am absolutely going to agree on that one. I think the harmonies are beautiful, and for me, the recap is fantastic.
All I want from the Dutch performance that I'm not seeing is Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph having a dance party on the screen back behind them. Yes. That would make it so perfect.
Yes. I think they actually have turned it up a notch as well since semi-final two, so I think they could go even further.
I've just got a totally off-topic thing. I'm just looking at some the post-it notes from when they were deciding the running order. There's a nice photo of it on Eurovision.tv. And the notes for Poland are musical ballad, female, angry.
Okay, so this leads to another question. John, when did you put up those post-it notes to decide the running order?
You didn't realise how powerful I really was. Are we still talking about the Netherlands?
You can move on if you like. Would you like to move on?
I don't know who's next in the running order.
Well, guess. No, nobody tell him.
No, I've got my notebook.
No, don't look at your notebook. Just guess.
I can't remember.
He's cheating.
No, I'm not cheating. I wrote it all down. I prepared for this. I still can't tell. Somebody. It was Moldova. Moldova's great.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's Moldova?
It is.
Final answer?
Yes.
Okay, right. Yes, it is Moldova. Okay, quick show of hands. Who likes the red lights? One. To, no, no,
all.
Just
like
John.
Why
John
likes
her. Who doesn't like the red lights? Okay, right then. It's going to be a grudge match between Ellie and John.
I don't actually have any strong feelings about the red lights.
No, neither do I. So this is not a grudge match.
Oh, right. Okay, grudge match, take
Find
two.
Someone else.
I have a massive issue with the red lights.
Why?
I hate the red lights because... I'm probably a bit more used to them now, but they complete the backdrop that Moldova have is gorgeous. It's got an incredible amount of depth of feel, like of 3D to it. As soon as you put the lights over it, you lose that angle. What am I trying to say? You lose the depth to the screen. It becomes two-dimensional and not three-dimensional.
Based on the way the backing singers are dressed, do you think maybe they're trying to create a red light district?
No, I don't think that. I think they're trying to be flashy and show off, and they've ruined their excellent video wall.
I think Moldova have done incredibly well. They're usually the bridesmaids when it comes to top 10. But They usually just miss out, but yeah, I think they could just nab a top 10 here. I don't have issues with the staging, but I do think they missed an open goal in not copying Golden Boy and having some kind of Kodak moment, Polaroid photograph on stage, and that would have sealed the deal for me.
They right. They have the worst dance routine of all. No, of tonight's dance routines, they have the worst one because it's the hardest to do in the press of the crowd. It's very hard to do in high heels. You kind of have to be doing it in flats. There's no real arm movements involved. Like you can't really tell when the crowd are doing the dance.
After Moldova, we move on to Hungary, and everybody throws the microphones into the middle of the floor. Okay, Richard.
I personally don't like the song. However, I'm pleased it's in the final because it's brought back culture in song. It's brought back ethnical-type songs, which we need back in the final of Eurovision.
I love the Hungarian song. I love the way it's staged. This is firmly, firmly in my top 10, probably my top 5. And I would imagine, I haven't written them down yet, I reckon this is in my top 3. I adore this song. I love Yotsi Papai and I love Alexandra. I think it's triumphant.
I also think it's a bit of a landmark in the fact that from my personal memory, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, he might be the first Roma performer to actually qualify for the final, which is a wonderful thing in itself because we've had some incredible artists in the past who have missed it.
I think for this song, I do like it up to the point where he starts rapping. So it goes from a 3 to a 10 for me. As soon as he starts rapping, I lose interest.
And now we move on to potentially the one of the favourites. It's Falling in the Betting Odds. Go on, Gavin. Why has Italy just suddenly collapsed and dropped away?
Italy, what to do with a problem called Gabbani? Okay, so he arrived. He was slightly jaded. And gradually, as the week progressed, every single rehearsal was slightly different from the other one. He seemed to become more energetic, more almost disjointed in the way he was performing the song. Today, he cut a lot of that out. So some of the dad dancing was less erratic, but he looks very tired. He looks as if he doesn't want to perform this song anymore. In the reprise and the staging, it just looks very flat. So I actually think that the Italy dream bubble has burst.
He has released the second single from Magellano this week. He is done with Occidentalis Camera already.
Watching him perform today, watched a clip back, reminded me a lot of when Roberto Benigni won an Oscar for Life is Beautiful, and he went up to the Oscar stage, if you remember that, and was just obnoxiously energetic. And that is what, it's a very off-putting to me. That's what it reminded me of.
I heard it in the hall, and it was the first time I heard it in the hall. And actually, I didn't notice him being tired because he was too far away. My seat was quite far back. I just felt that actually, as a studio production, it's a really incredibly rousing song. It's fantastic. In the hall, it just seemed, it wasn't to do with his live vocal. It was to do with the song in the hall, which just felt like, ugh.
It's interesting because watching it on the screens, there's a lot of interaction in the crowd. They're obviously getting into the dance. And I think this kind of harks back to our interview that we have with Francesco, that he starts off sounding, oh, I need to talk about this again. And then he moves on to the new album stuff. And he's like, oh, I can talk about this now.
Yeah, we really noticed when me and Lisa were talking to Francesco that he was very much sort of lying back in his chair, sort of almost 180 degrees when we started, because, you know, he was like, oh, there's two girls here, I want to talk about the bloody gorilla. But when we started on the, you know, the philosophy and the spirituality and the wordplay, you know, we got him leaning forward and excited. And I don't know what you can do when your artist is bored of being at Eurovision.
Oh, well, we shall see tomorrow. We've uncovered a new vein of discussion. That's going to get us through the last 12 hours, thankfully. Denmark. Charlene, this is grudge match Australia-Denmark, Denmark-Australia. I think Denmark are going to nick it.
It's a game over. That's it.
Yeah.
She's won.
Simple as that. Anybody else? Bueller? No? Right. Okay. Portugal. Charlene. Oh. Okay, hold on a second. Actually, just before we go to Charlene, show of hands who like... Show of hands who don't like. Oh, okay, so it's Charlene and Lisa versus the rest of the world.
No.
Not the rest of the
world. We don't use the word. No. We won't go there. I absolutely get the charm of him. I absolutely get the charm of the song. I just don't get the charm of having that song at Eurovision. I don't want that song to win Eurovision. That is the end of it for me. I love the idea of going to Portugal, though.
So, as of one... No, it's 3:15 in the morning.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
Good grief.
As of 3:15 in the morning. Right, if you Google right now... No, right don't, then. Don't no, tell oh, don't oh, right. Just tell it.
Numbers.
So there's a Eurovision fan poll if you Google Eurovision 2017. And currently, so let's do top three. In third position, with 8% of the vote, we have the lovely Alma from France with Requiem.
Really?
Huh? Well, that poll's nullified itself, isn't it?
Second on 15%, we have Occidentalis Karma, and romping it with 21% of the vote, we have Amar Pelosdeutsch.
Yeah, I sort of agree with what Charlene said. I like Salvador in the press room. I like Salvador. I kind of like Salvador anywhere other than how he is on the stage. I don't like watching him perform the song. I like Luisa performing the song.
You know, and this is where it just comes down to personal taste. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I have not been... I mean, I'm saying this as somebody looking at a great and worthy opponent. I have never been so taken by a Eurovision entry as immediately and as emotionally since, I think, probably Gualazzi in 2011. And fans know how much I've extolled that song over the years.
And I just find this incredibly nostalgic. That's the problem that I have with it, I think, is it is incredibly nostalgic. And I want my contemporary Eurovision. I want an act that's going to come out of Eurovision after a year of Jamala and give us something that's actually going to be lasting and memorable.
I just want to say, I want doesn't get. Just want to make
no, I know that.
Maybe you would like. I mean, I just think, I know it's early in the morning, but I just think we need to be...
I think what a lot of people were put off to begin with national final performance, and it certainly put me off, was his head movements. But I've now got past that bit and can see the emotional side behind that.
Most Eurovision winners are faddy. They fit into a very limited time capsule. And this Portuguese song fits the La La Land time capsule. And so it fits the narrative of today. If Beautiful Mess wins, it fits today's music scene, which is James Arthur. In 5 years or so, it'll be forgotten because the music scene will have evolved.
The songs from last year that we're going to be stuck with are Polly Jennifer and Love, Love, Peace, Peace. That's the two songs from 2016 that we're going to keep. We're probably going to keep Belgium from this year. City Lights is immortal.
We're still not quite even at the halfway mark. Don't worry, the contest feels a little bit faster when we get to it. Well, yes, we're previewing the grand final, John. It's not like we're just previewing half of the grand final and leave you to guess the back half.
It's 3:15. I should be in bed. I should have my slippers on.
I wish I hadn't mentioned the time.
John, you've got the conch shell to talk about Azerbaijan.
Oh, God. Oh, so third single from a Lady Gaga album. But no, she actually she staged this very well. This has impressed me. I came into it kind of underwhelmed, but seeing it live in the arena really sold it to me. And I feel like it might get lost in the final, though. Azerbaijan tends to come in very strong and then just fade away a little bit in the final. So I think that might happen again.
I will say that I do appreciate the fact that there is some sort of a commercial break or at least a bit of a dialogue break between Portugal and Azerbaijan. Otherwise, that would be one heck of a shock to the system.
Which you get in the recap when they go through the recap, there is no break between Portugal. So you get this, you get the Portuguese song, and then suddenly clunk, you've got a horse on stage.
But that's the magic of Eurovision. We're making totally inappropriate comparisons between all kinds of different songs.
Hold the microphone, Croatia.
Totally inappropriate comparisons between different parts of the same song.
So I've been going on all week about how the one thing I would do to improve the staging of the Croatian thing, which is when the rainbow comes in and the sunflowers rise, I wish his face was in the sunflowers. I really wish his face was in the
sunflowers. Or the sun itself, as of Teletubbies.
Yes, exactly.
I have a great way to improve the staging of Croatia. Turn off the lights, shut down the electricity for 3 minutes, and then turn it back on again.
We tried that at a dress rehearsal for Junior Eurovision. We nearly got away with it. I'm just going there. Come on. I know you've been away, but I could pick up that line.
Viva Bulgaria.
Yeah, indeed.
Can I also talk briefly about the postcard?
Okay.
Very briefly. I just love it so much. Because it's my favourite postcard this year. Because I love that it has two beats. It is... He loves food. He struggles to walk upstairs. That is the postcard.
I'm sorry, if we're talking about postcards, that's the one thing that Gabani does win on. Because he plays every single character in a restaurant, cafe, bistro. It's fantastic.
I completely agree with you, and that is considering that I actually appear in one of this year's postcards. So,
well, to be fair, a little bit of you appears.
Yeah.
Most of what you're hiding behind is Derek. So Derek actually takes up 35% more of the screen than you do.
Yes, but I'm in the cake to bake scene, so chep, 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 cuckoo to you.
Apparently it's a competition. Yeah, indeed, yes. I think Monty's got you beat, though. Monty has actually got a close-up of his nostril hair on Eurovision on the semi-final.
You've given me something to dream of and something to aspire to, Ewan, so...
The Monty or the nostril hair?
Roll on 2018, that's all I'm saying.
Right, I'm still not quite sure I got an answer to that one. Moving on, otherwise I'll have to fire an FBI director. Australia, don't come easy. Charlene, anything?
No.
Right then, okay, song 15, Greece. Demi, this is... Sorry, John, you're just looking upset.
Did you... I can't comment
as an Australian president.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, but we can, presumably.
Please do.
I don't like him. I'm sorry, I don't like him. He's got very thick eyebrows and he needs to get his hair cut. And that coat, my God, that coat needs to go.
The coat has been much discussed. And no socks.
Oh, are we going for sock watch? Sock watch.
No, hang on. Let me just say the one thing I noticed about Isaiah today that I think is what really, really upsets me in the way that he moves on stage. When he's walking on the travelator, he's like... bent. His legs are bent at a funny angle when he walks, and it looks really stupid. Explain. That yes. I don't like.
I can at least explain that. It is going at a far slower pace than what they told them to do. So he's having trouble keeping pace on that actual travelator.
It's just
But the thing is, furthermore, as somebody who's currently working with a delegation that is featuring a 17-year-old artist, 17-year-old boys can be exceptionally gawky no matter what they try to do. So I cut him a little slack.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's being paid.
Travelator speed control. Who's in charge of travelator speed control? Because whoever's doing Sweden's is fine. I don't want to start conspiracy theories, but...
The speed control is built into the lighting rig. So the same thing that controls the lights and the camera shots and everything is also wired in directly into the travelators that are used by Robin and also into the Lazy Susan that's used by the Australian Barbie crew.
Well, if they're the same people who were doing the work with Estonia yesterday in the very beginning of their performance, then we've got some issues to work out, I think.
No, I'm quite happy with what they managed to do with Estonia, to be honest.
Well, as long as Bulgaria made it through, that's all I'm saying. But yes, I am biased.
Yes, indeed. Gavin?
Maybe they should unplug some extension leads and maybe give it a bit more freedom. But I...
Oh, the drinks have arrived.
I actually worry about Australia, but then also because of Jamie Lee for Germany last year, I do sort of think Isaiah, fresh from his talent show win, might do a bit of a Jamie Lee. Not come last, but actually get quite a poor result.
That's, you know, that it's your classic Rossinelli note, is getting out of the semi-final and then just going, nope, I've done enough, and just kind of switching off. Oh, John's gesturing. John gestures.
I'm worried about the plates and the cutlery that they're setting for breakfast. Do we need to worry about that?
No, we don't need to worry about the plates that are being set up for breakfast, John. I'm pretty sure that they know how to set up the plates.
Should I maybe just get some more wine?
The worrying thing is they're setting up for breakfast.
Yes, yeah, breakfast starts at 4 o'clock, so we don't have that long to go now, John.
If you're worried about formal breakfast settings, though, I can consult the Brits.
Indeed, yes. Let's move on to Greece.
I'm provincial enough to like this. You know, I really enjoyed having a bop around. I like the stupid symphonic bits. It looks a mess on stage. It's ridiculous. But I really enjoyed having a dance.
You're not the Ellie I thought I knew.
Okay, so the news on this is that a week before the Greeks were due to land, they discovered that there was a health and safety issue with the stage and that Phokas designed. We can use that name on at this time.
Say it again, go on.
Phokas. Evangelinos. Yes, he designed some kind of swing contraption, and actually the little platform that rises, that was just simply to get Demi to a swing. And now it's the central feature of their staging. So everything has been kind of cut and chopped, and that's what they've been left with, which hence why it looks a bit of a half job.
To be perfectly fair, though, we can talk about the staging, but if you watch the backing singers carefully, one of them is singing every single line for Demi.
I was speaking to Alex Panayi today, and there are issues there. we have suggested over the last 10 days or so that he should just single-handedly run the backing vocals himself. He said that actually he would like Ojin to do the backing vocals for them.
Right then, okay. Although I think that actually that would break the rules that you can only sing for one country each year. I don't think you can actually double up.
Just ask Nathan Trent.
Indeed, yes. He made the right choice there, it has to be said, yes. Spain. Go on then, Lisa.
50 Shades of Wrong, except for the little surfboard graphic on the floor, because I think that's quite fun.
I basically think that if you just keep repeating... Well, there is a rule that says if you just keep repeating something, it's not going to make it any more interesting, and yet he seems to be repeating everything over and over again.
This hasn't improved. It belongs on CBeebies and not Saturday night BBC One TV.
Ooh.
It's just like Spanish Ed Sheeran. I'm done with it. I was done with it before we started.
Last place.
Justice for Mariella.
Doesn't even belong 26.
No, it won't be 26. It'll be higher than that. Spain have a bit of a vote. But
yeah, it's 25. France is 26.
Yeah, France is coming lower than Spain.
We'll get to France in a minute, John. Calm down. Norway, we've worked out the loophole. They've got there was a look. Keep throwing adverbs in.
Oh, it's really late, and this is technical to explain. Okay, so we worked out that the sampled vocal that comes in post-chorus in Joust is neither an instrument nor a pre-recorded backing vocal, because it's actually a triggered sample that may or may not be being triggered live on stage.
The trick is you're not allowed backing vocals on the backing tape. And yes, we've just got the news report that the Pope has landed in Portugal. So the pre-recorded vocals are not on the backing tape. The rule is not broken.
When we did the jukebox jury thing, I said that I didn't like it, and then I said that it was a dangerous song because if I listened to it four times, then I knew that I would end up loving it.
That was Switzerland.
No, it wasn't.
It was also Norway.
I wasn't on jukebox jury with Switzerland on. I don't think.
No, we did do Switzerland. That was really the one which I tricked into you all agreeing that it was boring enough to be on You Decide.
Right. So I remember listening to Norway and going, this is dangerous because I know if I listen to it four times, I'm going to really like it. I listened to it four times and I really like it, and I now love it. So I also don't care about the technical stuff. Oh, hand in the air.
I like that Norway's in the final because it's going to stop Sweden winning.
Yay!
Ooh.
Where is all of this coming from? I don't know.
I think Sweden had a say in them not winning it themselves. But actually, he's been full of smiles today since qualifying. It's almost as if the pressure is now off and he's performing the song how he should have done in the semi-final and secured the qualification much more easier than perhaps he did. But I don't think it's coming last.
Going back to the pre-recorded vocals thing, the thing that's really annoyed me about this is that Norway have gone for the approach of asking for forgiveness rather than asking for the rule clarification before the head of delegations meeting. We do need, if we're going to have modern pop music in the competition, we need a clarification on what exactly is allowed and what exactly is not allowed in the way of distorted and manipulated vocals.
Okay. I have a friend who is a massive conspiracy theorist, who is
claiming... He's sitting over there.
It's not John Jigg. It's actually...
We're not friends. No, we're not. Oh,
a dagger to my heart, John. No, it's... Oh.
It's not going to be to your heart. It's going to be to Feather.
It's for those who follow, it's Peter Dunwoody from ESC Extra. Anyway, but he claims that the Allay from Italy is also pre-recorded. Do we have we had any kind of hearing on that at all? Has anyone heard that, or is that just Peter being a conspiracy theorist?
I think today I heard the LA and it sounded more like the San Remo LA than it did the what you'd expect from four backing singers.
Ooh.
He also thinks Sweden have pre-recorded backing vocals, so but there's no evidence of that now.
But it just might be that it is a backing singer you can't see.
True, true.
In the pit, and we all know who it is, don't we, Gavin?
In fairness, it might just be a filter. Because Macedonia were using a filter, I think a few
tiny
of the
bit of echo
using
going through,
well, so
bit of
yeah,
reverb.
Could be that.
And again, those effects are, should they be allowed? When do they become not allowed?
It's going to be an incredibly technical rule change, and it's not going to make the rules any more fun to read because, obviously, as Eurovision fans, we all sit at home reading the full rules.
Yeah, because I had to try and work out the tiebreaker rule today.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's curious. All we can say is we're not going to have a situation like Spain, which is fine, I think. Where are we up to now? Oh, the United Kingdom. Richard.
For the first time ever, Liz actually brought a tear to my eye, and that's how it grabbed me, okay?
Yes. Thank God for that. After 14 years, finally, somebody's crying in the audience for the right reasons.
Yeah, I often want to cry after what's in the UK performance. Yeah. This is the first time in a long time it's been a positive thing.
She's really good. She is really good. And really committed and just loves it. Clearly loves it.
Blue brought a tear to my eye during the jury rehearsal.
Now that was more one of sort of, I didn't believe a man could reach a note that high and that wrong in the same breath.
Or the fact that he didn't reach the note.
Well, he reached a note, just not the note. That was the main problem.
I think the UK should be doing very well with the juries. It just then depends whether the televote stacks up.
I'm wondering if we're in for a top 10 with the juries, because those vocals, when you listen back to them, they are so close to the studio version that it is obvious that you have a professional singer used to doing it night in and night out and delivering every time.
It's so weird. I want to believe, but I also don't want to get hurt.
You just mentioned professional singer. This is the singer that was voted off the X Factor against Jedward.
That assumes that the X Factor is looking for professional singers, not professional entertainers. So,
Yes, but she's now in musical theatre and she knows how to perform. And to be fair, she's got other jobs lined up after. She's just carrying on what she does best.
And she's completely in control of it. I mean, just talking to her, when she talks about working on this, she doesn't really talk in terms of, oh, I'm doing Eurovision. She's not apologetic about doing Eurovision. She sees this as an opportunity. She's completely in control of the opportunity, and she's really delivering it. And I get your... Somebody said a point about, I want to believe... Was it, I want to believe, but I'm not quite sure. I have that thing too.
Yeah,
that,
will it
go wrong?
We had a really nice conversation with some Dutch techies in one of the open rehearsals, and he was like, the British girl, she's going to win. Like,
really?
All of the techies backstage.
That's scary talk,
I know.
It?
And I was like, hush, don't say these
but,
things.
But then again, with the amount of effort that they put into putting her set pieces on stage, they have a little bit of an emotional investment in the song. But
she doesn't win, they're going to hate her.
You know what, I joke, but, you know, sitting in the press center today, surrounded by fans from all different countries, she really was fantastic tonight, and that's from another delegation. So
we did get a big in the hole. We did get a big in the hole for the first time in a long time from the United Kingdom. Cyprus and Gravity, obviously, there's no props on stage at all. They've managed to put together a really impressive package here, and Hovig, I think, just was really enjoying himself out there tonight in the rehearsal.
You can't keep a G-son down.
Boom, boom!
Yeah, I've noticed Cyprus are on, I think, their best run in years. This is the third straight qualification in a row, but they've never yet cracked the left-hand side, not since 2004. Can they do it this year? Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone? Hands up, anyone left-hand side for Cyprus? No.
I think Hovig has been the revelation this year because he was known for his lack of charisma on the X Factor, and especially during the Greek national final when he was lip-syncing. It was quite a generic performance. But he's really come alive, and actually the staging has come together since the first rehearsal. I don't think it's left-hand side, but I think they should expect a better result than expected.
Okay, the... Oh, what happened? Oh, we've damaged things.
Do I need to get the first aid
kit? No,
check?
You're fine.
Are you sure?
I'm not... A Ukrainian paper cut will not be the death of Samantha Ross. I'm going to be all right.
Might be the death of me.
Mom, are you listening? I'm still alive.
If you would like to keep her alive, please send...
20 beans.
20 beans? Is that all you... Derek, 20 beans, really? Is that it?
Yeah, that should about cover it.
Yep. Okay, 20 beans it is then. Right, we move on to Romania and Yodelit. Who wants to take the fun and games on the glitter cannon?
Nothing fires out of it and it just ruins the whole thing.
Yeah, it's not a glitter cannon, it's a glittery cannon. And there's a marked difference. It's painted with glitter, but it does nothing. It promises so much and delivers nothing.
And after it delivers nothing, you still have the pretend glitter on the backdrop that tries to shine through, so that when it did glitter off, it would look like there was more glitter.
I will say, though, that due to Alex's technical issue earlier on in the rehearsal system, when he did fall off the cannon, there is now that little bit of suspense as we see him pushing the cannon on, just like Sergei last year is like, oh my gosh, is he going to fall off the back screen? Is Alex going to fall off the cannon? It keeps, at least the fandom anyway,
the
viewing.
Thing that worries me the most about this is, somebody that might... is that I know I have this sort of instinctive thing that everybody at home will be going, oh, I really like Romania. And actually I know of a former Eurovision UK. Are you yawning, Ewan?
Yes.
Yawning.
I am, yes.
I'm not being paid. I know of a former UK Eurovision artist who is going on television. I'm not going to name her. Well, that's narrative.
I'm presuming she can still wear the coat, though.
She
yes.
She can still walk.
She can still walk. She can still wear that coat.
And she's going on a television programme promoting Romania's song, and I just think you are not helping us. There we are.
I know a former Eurovision artist who wants a new car from the Romanian delegation in return for a little bit of potential not suing over plagiarism.
Ooh. And it's not like anybody here would do remixes on it.
I know nothing.
Oh, we've still got hands up. Let's go Gavin next.
Is it okay, the Canyon of Love? Are they the people suing for plagiarism?
Right, hold on. Break. John, if they were, we wouldn't confirm it on the podcast. If they were not, we wouldn't confirm it on the podcast. No. You've only got one shoulder left. Don't risk it.
It's... No.
Now, Romania is the only song that has managed to get ticker tape. No other song has got that. Unless, of course, we get ticker tape suddenly when the winner is announced.
Ticker tape being, for those of a less technical mind...
Confetti, but LED confetti. The good thing about Romania is that it delights its diaspora, and it's not going to be as bad as Portugal last year, which means it'll be slightly higher up on the juries, and it's going to be immense on the televote. Poland last year, I meant to say. Sorry.
Yes.
Now they all go, Yeah. Yeah,
the only thing that gives me pause about Romania, though, is the fact that both Romania and Moldova, neighboring nations with often a bit of a sharing cultural heritage between them, they're both not only cornering the same, ethnic market, but also the same fun market here at Eurovision. Both Moldova and Romania are bringing these upbeat, kind of gimmicky, really enjoyable for the people looking for the traditional Eurovision experience, quote unquote.
If you were going to
going to go off at the same pool?
If you were going to do a tour around Europe and do a straw poll of, are you Moldovan or are you Romanian? I think you will find many more Romanians spread across Europe than Moldovans.
That is true, but there is a shared linguistic and cultural heritage between the two.
Moving on, as it is getting relatively late. Germany, we have an answer why there is no silver. But we can't tell anybody what the answer is.
What?
Exactly, right. So we move on. Let's just say that they made the correct decision. They did have gold pyro there before, John. They did, yeah, and now there's no gold pyro because it looks cheap.
I mean, this is all very interesting, but actually, unfortunately, it's more interesting than the actual song, which is fundamentally dull. There you are. I mean, I don't... does no one agree? I want people to agree. I need people to agree.
Right. Everybody who watched the German national final hated Perfect Life because it robbed us of an evening of our lives, which we could have spent, I don't know, falling in love, writing a short story, taking a walk.
Making Eurovision felt hearts.
I was making Eurovision felt hearts while I was watching the German national final, but, you know.
So, actually, there was a better song. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, there was
because I don't watch the national.
There was just a better way to do this whole thing.
Right.
All right, John. If you had two songs and four singers, how long a show would it take you to select one show and one singer?
That's a lot of maths. I can't do that now.
Would it be more or less than 3.5 hours?
Presumably, it took a long time, and they chose the wrong person. It was four hours long.
It was. And they did it over three rounds, and the final round was Lavina singing both the songs.
Well, God bless the BBC for being so, you know, concise about things and brief.
To be fair, in Lithuania, they call that a semi-final, so...
But it was the jukebox jury that you did in Austin that made me listen to this one again because, you know, I'd been just deliberately not listening to it for a few weeks because it ruined my evening. And everybody who you'd played it to in the jukebox jury was like, oh my God, yeah, this is a radio hit. This is great. And I, you know, forced me to take another look at it. And I went, there's actually nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with it at all. And now it's hit the stage with the perfect sort of sci-fi silver styling. It's fine.
Any thoughts on Ukraine from anyone? 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 No. Anyone? We're running out of steam, aren't we?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, just keep it going.
Can we just get to Bulgaria? Well, there was Belgium and Sweden next, so we got to do. Are we going to do a little bit of Belgium?
Yeah, Belgium. Belgium did do her best performance. Yeah, she is finally getting it, and I suspect it will do really well at the end.
I'm going to coin a phrase. I think Belgium have Belarus'd it. They have taken utter lack of charisma, utter lack of stage presence, utter terror at being on stage, and somehow turned it into a virtue.
Even so, her face still looks a bit. I don't know why I'm on the lost.
No, there was a smile that creeped in there. There was just a little bit of energy. She has worked out
I must have
how
missed
to present
that then.
I think you might well have done there, yes.
Is that Lord Lana Del Rey miserable girl pop?
It's also worth noting it's doing exceptionally well on iTunes. It's still the top performer on iTunes of all the songs this year, tied with Portugal, which means I think it could surprise. It could really surprise, especially with that draw.
Gavin?
I don't think it was top three in the semi-final. I think it fell back with the juries. I think the juries, it will suffer a jury drop, as we term it in the betting world. When we get to the final, the juries find other songs to group around, and that will be the death of Belgium.
We've kind of already touched on Sweden with the Travelators. Has anybody got anything exciting and interesting about Robin Bengtsson? Yes. Oh, no. John, no, that was the wrong answer.
Yes. No, I have. Yes. He still lacks a shocking amount of charisma. He's appalling.
And that's an interesting and exciting thing.
Well, no, I'm just really surprised because I thought Sweden were basically brilliant at everything. That's what they keep telling us.
Yeah, it's amazing that the intense pressure of the Melfest mill has managed to produce this, which I don't know, like for the first time in my Eurovision career I'm now in the Anybody But Sweden campaign.
Bulgaria, Sam, can you actually say anything or give us any news?
I was actually just about to ask if you would prefer me to leave the premises so you guys can...
You should leave the city now.
I think you probably know we all quite like it, to varying degrees. Some of us have it on the top of our list, some of it have it a little bit further down, but I don't think it would come as a surprise what any of us would say about it.
And I think after tonight it's a, you know, forefront with Italy and Portugal.
Definitely.
Terrible, bottom five, hate it. Kidding, I love it.
Brave move there, John. Brave move.
I love it. I'm kidding, of course.
One to go there as we run into the end. France, it's running 26. I don't actually see it getting any higher up the table than 26.
Yeah, that's where it's finishing. And, you know, thanks to France, they've taken one for the Bulgarian team, really, because they make Bulgaria seem even better than they were when they were actually performing.
I think that's exactly why France has been given the last slot. Alma is totally upstaged by Google Maps.
Pretty much, yeah. There's lots of spinning around and everything.
She should be wearing the red carpet dress that she wears for the flag parade to do the actual performance. She's absolutely stunning. Why is she in that sort of encrusted tent thing?
This is the one performance of the night that really makes me notice how big the stage is. It reminds me of Ciara in 2009 when you've got a single singer on a stage that is far too big for her.
Right then, one show the table. Tell us who's going to win Eurovision and tell us why. Yeah. And if you want to be fun, throw in second and third as well. Go on, John.
Portugal, because jazz music is the only real music, apparently.
After tonight, I'm going to say Bulgaria followed by Portugal and Italy. How about that?
Ellie.
Portugal, because I've been really good this year.
It breaks my heart to say, because I've had the whole week where I felt that karma has taken place in Kiev, but I think it's not Portugal. It's going to be Bulgaria.
I actually can't split them, but I would towards Portugal because I've got a nicer hotel.
You're booking everything on the hotel booking you've made, yeah?
I'm completely stuck. My heart says Bulgaria, my head says it'll be Portugal.
I'm fairly certain it'll be Portugal. I'm going to put in brackets, like a dream world, the United Kingdom.
Oh.
But there's a caveat there because I know that I'm making assumptions and that I'm just dreaming about it and it probably won't happen.
But if the UK win, there needs to be a new rule that they have to, like Australia have, in that they can't host it in their own country. They have to do it with a broadcaster that actually could manage to do the show.
Nonsense. We have to host it in Greenwich, which is close to where I live. That means
Australia is hosting then, are we?
Glasgow 2018, the finest city in the world.
Doing Glasgow 2018 because in 2019 that's hosting Scotland's and you're not going to get it for the UK.
I just want to say I'm still absolutely honored and floored by the fact that Bulgaria has actually been mentioned here. I know I've been kind of going on about vote for Bulgaria, but the fact that I'm here as a delegation member for the very first time and I'm attached to the winning horse is insane to me, and I'm so, so proud of Chris and so, so honored to be a part of his team and still being friends with all of you guys without being up my own ass having this yellow badge.
We're not friends.
Okay, so let's be fair then.
But if you're asking the question of who do I think, I'm going to do my unranked rankings like I've always done and just go with the crowd and say, in no particular order, Portugal, Bulgaria, and Italy. Because, let's face it, all the colors of the flag, they're all there. It makes my life easier.
I would laugh if, after all of this last-minute favourite changing, it's still bloody Occidentalis Karma.
Yeah, I mean, it has a lot of momentum outside of the bubble. There's obviously Gavin and Lott's laying like crazy to make a profit on it, so let's not read too much into the odds. I wonder if it has enough steam. I'd like it to have enough steam. But at the same time, you know what? If we want it to be really controversial, can we not see Belgium sneaking it?
No.
We've all gone completely mad.
I genuinely can see Belgium being high enough in both to sneak it. There's a world in which that will happen. I don't think it's the most likely option, but I think it could happen.
I don't think Belgium's a surprise.
Just imagine the winner's reprise. Hello, we have our new winner, and all of a sudden you have Blanche on stage. That sort of thing doesn't happen. You have to have some form of gravitas, personality, some form of call to action to inspire a televote. And unfortunately, as good as Belgium's song is, Blanche doesn't possess that.
So that's
a Latvia 2001.
Oh,
2002.
Well, let's not go there. That there is going to be a show. That's going to be your preview. We're all going to grab now some sleep, grab some tickets, get in, and get the main show. It only remains for someone who's not done it all season to actually get it right. John.
Cue the trumpet things. Just cue them. Play them.